Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Anthony Cosi, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, December 8th, 2019, the second Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Father Anthony.
The other day I realized how much I love living in Walbridge. Besides the people, I was driving back to visit my family in West Toledo. As I got on Alexis Road, I saw pylon cone, pylon cone, pylon cone, construction tape, all over the place. And then when I came back here, kind of getting on 475, stuck in traffic at 5:30, and I realized I kind of like being out here, besides the trains, with everything, getting around with smooth roads. Today, John the Baptist talks about this idea of a highway, of a road, making straight the path of the Lord. I think it's a great analogy that John is giving us for the spiritual life. So many times we hear things that are said in the gospel, like the spiritual life is like a vineyard, or it's like a pasture. Well, none of us are sheep herders, and we don't live in Napa Valley, but for us, our life kind of revolves around the car. So this analogy that he's giving us is kind of like, take some time to do a traffic report for yourself. What do the roads look like to your heart? What is going on there? Where are the areas of congestion? Where are the areas where things are moving smoothly? Where's there construction work and everything in between? John gives us that to make straight a path for the Lord, because God wants to drive to our heart. God wants to flow in us perfectly and fully. But there's things that we sometimes put up that don't allow God to come there. They'd be sin, vices, habits, or things that we just hold on to. Kind of like the Pharisees and Sadducees today. It says, you brood of vipers, you don't get it. It's not what you decide, it's what God decides, how we're letting him into our life. And God works whatever he can do. God's kind of like a motorcyclist. You know, he weaves in and out of traffic just to talk to us and be with us. And every time I think of that, I think of when I was on a mission trip in Guatemala. And I was walking home one day, and there was a motorcycle going in and out. And there was a man sitting there, and on his lap was his daughter. And then behind him, as he's going down the road, was his wife, turned the opposite way, holding onto their son, who was holding onto a pizza. So here was a whole family driving down, swerving out. I said, well, there's something you will never see in America. But what a great analogy. A family on a motorcycle. And so me, a motorcycle reminds me kind of God in that regard of swerving in and out. And God is a family. The Trinity is a family of love, and we're meant to join that one day. So here God is, swerving in and out, always trying to be with us. But we put these hurdles in our life through different ways. God kind of needs a smooth path. God's kind of like an ambulance, and we need to get out of the way and allow him to flow in our life, whatever it may be. Life is like driving in a car. We're all on the road together. Some are good drivers, some are not so good drivers. Some cruise in the left lane, maybe my biggest pet peeve. Some text and drive, which is why I don't always ride my bike on certain roads at certain times of the day, whatever it may be. My friend, Dr. John Wood, you may know him. He's written several books. He's a speaker that comes around. He lives in Findlay. His brother, Father Eric Wood, is a good friend of mine. He lives down in Cincinnati. But Dr. John Wood wrote a book called Ordinary People, Extraordinary Mission. And in it, he gives kind of this analogy of driving. And he says, everything you need in life, God has already given you. It's like being on the road. And he draws these analogies between Catholicism and driving. He said, baptism is like the on-ramp, getting on. Confirmation is like the driver's license. And it makes you an adult. You know, you no longer have your temps. You know, you get a little more privileges with confirmation. The Eucharist is fuel in your tank. Confession is like a car wash so you can see out your windshield clearly. Your seatbelt is like your guardian angel. The Bible is a map. And some of us are a little more sophisticated. And we have Mary, who's like a GPS, who guides us a little more, knows a little more intricate things. Saints are like the signs along the way, affirming us that we're getting closer to our destination. All of that stuff. So I think today we can do our own kind of analogy, our own little traffic report of our own heart. Where are the areas of construction in our life that we need to maybe just let sit for a little bit? Or we need some help. We need to invite somebody in to begin to heal us. Maybe it's some construction area that needs to be worked on for a couple months. Or if you're in Toledo, 3 years. But that's okay too. Where are the on-ramps in our life? Where are the roundabouts where we need to yield to other people? Where do we need to put up a stop sign? Where do we need to say, okay, it's a green light, go, start going, yielding? And who's in the car with us? I know I drive a little differently when I'm driving with my niece and nephew versus when I drive by myself, sort of thing. And finally, when's the ambulance coming? Do we hear the siren and the blinking lights and those little hints of God's love when He wants to come in to our life? That's what John is saying today. Make some room for God. That's what this season's about. Turning off the noise, listening to it, not listening to Jingle Bell Rock yet. It's not here quite yet, but we're almost there. Because God wants to drive smoothly in our life, and we got to provide that, but He's going to only do it with our free will. He doesn't come in and just bulldoze through. He wants us to get aside. He wants us to drive safely. He wants us to allow Him on the on-ramp. So taking John's words today to heart, let us make straight a highway for the Lord.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the Scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring Scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.